מסכת סוף מדבר ונאות, אז המחלוקת סתנאים תוספתם מגילות זה. שואל המדרשים, הלכות הפסח, קודם הפסח, למה יום? כשמגמרי אלוהים שתי שבות, המחלוקת סתנאים, how far in advance do you have to learn הלכות פסח? So we pass on like the Chachamim that it's 30 days before. And then the Gemara has certain dinim of Hilchas Bedikas Chomet are determined or are changed a mikva based on the fact that Sholem Adosh Hilchas HaPesach. Let that person is leaving, going away within the 30 days before Pesach, and he does not plan to come back before Pesach or on Pesach. So he's leaving before Purim, way before, 30 days before, and he does not plan to come back before Pesach, so he doesn't have to do Bedikas Chomet. But if he's leaving within 30 days, then he has to do Bedikas Chomet. And the reason why is because Shalom Adosh Melechus HaPesach. What does it have to do with Shalom Adosh Melechus HaPesach? Shalom Adosh means you have to start learning the dinim before. Why does that affect the dinim of Bedikas Chomet? Then the Achronim have a Machlekes in the very beginning of the first page in Melechus Pesach. They have a Machlekes regarding this din of Shalom Adosh Melechus HaPesach. Is it limited to the Pesach? Does it apply to all the Yom Tovim? Does it apply to Shavuot? Does it apply to Sukkot? They have a Machlekes. Some Achronim say that it only applies to Pesach. Another death, how can it be? Is the Mishnah in Sukkot in the first Pesach, there's a Machlekes, the Shana Bisulo, whether a Sukkot has to be made Lishmo or not. So the Shana say that a Sukkot has to be constructed Lishay Mitzvah. If you don't make it Lishay Mitzvah, so it's not kosher, you won't be able to make it. And we pass like this, that even a Sukkot that's made by Nochri, Sukkot's Gambach Rakfash, Sukkot made by Nochri, a Sukkot made for the Haman, not made for the Mitzvah, Sukkot made for women, for Ktanim, is also good, you don't need Lishmo. So the mission says that the machlokes only applies if the sukkah was constructed well in advance of sukkah, not l'shem achad. But if the sukkah was erected within 30 days before sukkah, since shalom adosh melchus achad, lama yom kodem achad, so we assume that most probably the sukkah was erected l'shem mitzvah. They put it up l'shem mitzvah. So you see mefurish from the whole mishnah from the sukkah. The Shalom Adoshim applies even to sukkahs. It's not limited after to Pesach. So how can some achronim say that it only applies to Hilchos Pesach? And then the Mishnah says in the beginning of Masechah Shkolim also. It says, Bechad Biyotam Hashmi Malah Shkolim. And Yerushalmi says on that Mishnah, the Gemara says in Megillah, the same thing as the Yerushalmi, that why is it that you announce that you should give Machta Shekel on Rosh Chodesh Adar? Because the din requires that you should purchase the new Karbanos Tzipur with the Machta Shekel money from Rosh Chodesh Nisanan. So you give everybody a month in advance because Shalom Adosh Melechus HaPesach Lam Yom Kodem HaPesach. So here that din applies even to Machta Shekel. You see that it's not, you can't say that it's limited to Pesach, it's not even limited to the Yom Tovim. It even applies to Machta Shekel, that a month before Rosh Chodesh Nisan you have to start whatever. What do you have to start doing? What? You have to start learning Mishnah Yishkolim. What do you have to start doing?
Studying the din are very complicated. You need 30 days before.
So what you have to say in the Gemara is, some Achronim want to say that the din only applies to Pesach because the dinim are complicated. So how can the Gemara say that it applies to Shkolim? How can the Gemara say it applies to Sukkot? Yeah. And but some say that it's only Pesach. So how can they say it's only Pesach? It's against the Mishnah of Sukkot. There's a thing. And it applies to Machta Shekel also. What is it to learn so much about Machta Shekel? Everybody has to learn the whole Mishnah of Shkolim. Just fine. You give him Machta Shekel. That's right. What's so complicated about Hilchos Machta Shekel? So l'chor, what you have to say is, what they say in yeshivas is, that the din, the basic din is, and why does Shalom HaMadosh, Hilchos HaPesach affect Hilchos Bedikas Chomet? Why is it machayev me to do a Bedikas Chomet? Because I'm leaving within 30 days before Yom Tov, even though I don't plan to return before Pesach or within Pesach. I'm going to Eretz Yisrael, I'm not going to come back for half a year. So why do I have to make a Bedikas Chomet if it's within 30 days? The Yishif in the Gemara from all the dinim, Alpi Pashtus, that it's a universal din, that whenever there's a mitzvah that comes at a particular zman, the chiyuv to fulfill the mitzvah, let's say the chiyuv to eat matzah comes on Leil Pesach. That's why it's called the mitzvah sesach, shazman grom. The zman that's mechayv achilas matzah is Leil Pesach. The zman that's mechayv yeshiva b'sukkah is Leil Pesach Tishrei. The zman that's mechayv in the new machta shekel karbonis, you should buy the karbonis with the new shumas alishkan money, zechad benissi. But if you wait till Echad Ben Issan to do something about the Machta Shekel situation, so it'll be too late. You have to bring the Korban Talmud in the morning already with the new Trumas HaLishka money. So when are you going to have the Chodesh Yassi? You're going to wait till Echad Ben Issan, and then everybody's going to come, like Yekis, they're all going to come that split second after the Teis Kacham, they're going to give him Masa Shekel, erection with Alishka, then they're going to buy the carbonate. You have to give them a little time. The Galocha says whenever you have a mitzvah that you have to fulfill at a particular time, let's say Sukkot, Leil Sukkot, you have to sit in the Sukkot. So the person will stroll around Roshana, says Mei Tshuva, Yom Kippur, he'll wait till Leil Sukkot, then he has to sit in the Sukkot. He has no Sukkot, so the Onis Achmona Pasha, he'll be perfect. On Leil Pesach, he has to eat matzah. So he'll wait till Leil Pesach. He has no matzah to eat. So he'll be Onis Achmona Pasha. So the halacha says that despite the fact that the chiyuv to eat matzah is chal on Leil Tezvav Nissan, and the chiyuv to eat in the sukkah is chal, to sit in the sukkah is chal on Tezvav Tishrei, but the chiyuv to be mesasek in the mitzvah, to prepare yourself, to enable yourself to fulfill the mitzvah, that's a din deraisa that the tanaim have a machlokes. From what date on does that chiyuv begin? So one time Rav Shimon Gamliel says that it's only 2 weeks before. He learns it out from the Pesach that Moshe Rabbeinu told over the dinim of Korban Pesach on Rosh Chodesh Nisan and how to bring it on Pesach, that's 2 weeks before. And we pass like the other Tana that we learn out, he told the dinim of Pesach Sheni on Pesach Rishon. He told that Shlosh Yom before.
Well, didn't for Shabbos also. Means he told me have Shabbos also for Shabbos, so you can say apply for Shabbos also. You have to prepare a whole week for Shabbos. You can't come have, I don't have it to eat, so I don't have an Lechem Mishnah. But you have to prepare it before.
Okay. Shabbos also. Shabbos, you have a separate din. You have a din of kibud. That means you have to prepare in advance. But even by the mitzvahs, but there is no chiyuv kibud. That literally means you have to prepare in advance. The mechaber Shabbos, even by the other mitzvahs, the din requires that you have to start preparing 30 days in advance in order to enable yourself to fulfill a mitzvah when this month chiyuv on mitzvah comes. So we pass from that it's 30 days. So now it says in the Gemara, how does one prepare? So you have to prepare by learning the dinim of Pesach. So you have to start literally 30 days before. So since the month of Adar always has 29 days, so 30 days before Pesach is on Purim. So you have to start on Purim, that's how it says in the Mishnah Berurah. You have to start learning Hilchos Pesach on Purim. And you have to learn Keseder a little bit every day. And some shuls. Shul Berurah Davens every day. The rabbi learns a little bit after Shacharis, Hilchos Pesach. And the expectation by the time Pesach is going to come, he will have covered all of Hilchos Pesach that the Balabat and Afternoon. So the Achrayim have a machloek is that in that you have to learn the Hilchos Pesach Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag. Some Achrayim hold that that's only by Pesach because there is so many complicated dinim. It's necessary to spend a full solid month. Atam Chochma has to spend a full month learning all the details, and Balabos has to spend a full month learning 3 minutes a day or 5 minutes a day. Kolechak to three Madrigos has to spend a full month in order to cover all the halachas with respect to Sukkot and with respect to Rosh Hashanah. There aren't so many halachas, so it doesn't mean you have to start learning all the dinim for a full month in advance, but you have to prepare yourself with a shofar. You have to start worrying about where you're going to get the shofar a full 30 days before. You have to start thinking about where you're going to get the machta shekel money and where you're going to get your sukkah a full month in advance. That's a din deraisa. So that's why the Gemara says that this affects the din of bedikas chametz. That if you're leaving within 30 days before Pesach, your mechuyev to be by the comics because of the din of Shalom Adarshim. What does it mean, Shalom Adarshim? So you're learning Hilchos Pesach. You learn Hilchos Pesach, and Hilchos Pesach says you don't have to be by the comics. Where does it say in Hilchos Pesach you have to be by the comics if you're not going to be there? So the answer is no. Shalom Adarshim means that all the dinim already begin 30 days before that you have to start preparing for the Yontif. So one of the dinim of preparing is to be by the comics. So if you leave within 30 days before Pesach, this halacha, this is one application of the din, you have to learn the dinim. Shalom Adarshim, to learn all the details of Hilchos Pesach. The basic, the all-encompassing din that applies to Machta Shekel and to Sukkot and to everything and to every Yontif and to every mitzvah is, you have to start worrying 30 days in advance and preparing yourself, how are you going to fulfill that mitzvah when this month comes that you have to fulfill it. So one of the details of that halacha is that you have to be ready comets within 30 days before. The Yerushalmi quoted by the Rif and the Rambam have aloha that you're not permitted to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. And he said the Raisas and he said the Rabbanan. Yerushalmi has a lotion called Erev Matzah, Erev Pesach, to boil our sauce to the base chomer. That Minatera, once you have Erisin, to the woman is your wife, she's Ishtacha, but Midi Rabbanan, Pashuk Shah Midi Rabbanan, they made an Issa that it's also love all our sauce. That's how the Rambam writes there, it's an Issa the Rabbanan, that's the Pashuk Shah. Some Rishonim the Shittim Kubetzis in the first paragraph and Ksubis quotes from the Ravid. A little unclear which Ravid. He quotes the Ravid that it's an Issa deraisa. So the Issa of all our resources is an Issa deraisa. And even the husband himself is boil our resources, Chayiv Skila. So she's a Naira Hamarasim. There's no Hetabiyah. So the husband himself is Chashti. I tell the Digger Sheik that the pastor who showed me that it's not so, that it's only an Issa de Rabban. That's why it says that an Eretz Yehuda, they used to violate this din. It means that they never accepted this din de Rabban. In Yehuda, they used to be Messiahic, the Chosmah, the Kal Yisrael Messiah. They never accepted this din de Rabban. So the Yushalmi only says that it's also their test. And some have the meaning that they're Magdim well in advance. Some have the meaning that they start 30 days before. Is it? Others have meaning that they only stop eating matzah from Ashchedesh Nisan. So the Chere, their Ashchedesh Nisan, that's very shver. The meaning to stop eating matzah, if you want to extend the Yushalmi, Yushalmi only says on Arafat. If you want to extend the minig, so it would make sense to extend it all the way till 30 days before because of this din. What does it have to do with this din? What does it have to do? Because the Baal Hamor, on Pesachim, when the Rif quotes that Yerushalmi, the Baal Hamor has a comment. Etutuf Achidish, he says that the Yisatik, Matzah, and Erev Pesach only applies after Chatzos. The afternoon of Erev Pesach. He says, when you have an Issa Chometz, then it's shaykh to speak about Matzah. Before you have the Issa Chometz, that's not shaykh to speak about Matzah. Matzah means that you mix flour with water, and it didn't become Chometz. Vashmaita Matzah Matzah, you should be careful that it shouldn't become Chometz. But Kedem Chatzos, when there's no Issa of Chometz, so you can't speak of Matzah, there's no shame Matzah. So the Baal Hamor Tanya, the Yishalmi, gives a mashal that one who eats Matzah Be'er Pesach is violating an Issa Kibor Al-Arisasa Be'er Chometz. So what is that mashal that the Yishalmi quoted? What's the mashal Kibor Al-Arisasa Be'er Chometz? So the Rishonim give a motion. I'll start with you. You should say over. The Rishonim say that you say Sheva Brachas.
Before you eat the
matzah, you say Sheva Brachas. You say Bar Kriyat Brachas, and then you say Kiddush, and then you say Shafyon, and then you say Hanoitzi, and Alachilas Matzah, and what else? Alachilas Yedayim, and Bar Kriyat Adam on the carpet. And it's a raya that you should, there are a lot of brachas missing there. That's around the six, the people go and quote that there's five or six different versions on the Rishonim. How do you count the Sheva Brachas? Which ones you can't, because they're more than seven brachas. Especially, let's say, if it's Motsoi, two Borkei HaGofen, then according to some, you say bracha on Kadesh Uchat, Kapas, say bracha on Letilus Yadayim before Dovah Shetavulah B'mashk also. There's only going, and the Rambam people like that, you say brachas, you have already another two brachas. And then on Motsoi Shabbat, you have Abdullah, so what's going to be? You have more brachas. Yeah. But the Rishonim, a lot of Rishonim say that, that you say Sheva brachas. And the Rav used to say over that,
One is for the Mash, and then even though nothing happened in between, you just wash again for the Matzah.
Because the Gemara asks, why do you wash again for the Matzah? If you already washed for Karpas, because it's obviously the rule of the Mashke, so the Gemara says, because there was a Hetzach Hadas in between. That's why some Rishonim say, based on that Gemara, that you cannot say that the Barpi Hadoma that you recite before the Karpas covers the Mara, because the Gemara said there's a Hesach Hadas, and the same thing. So Taisa has 2 days. The other Taisa says, no, there's a Hesach Hadas from the Shmiras HaYadayim, because you're going to say a long Hagodah, so you make, put your hands down, touch your feet, scratch your legs, put your hands in the back, over here, scratch your hair, whatever. So that'll be a Hesach Hadas from the Shmiras HaYadayim. It's not a Hesach Hadas on eating food. He says Barpi Adam on the Karpas, and he knows he's going to eat more later, so why should he say there's a Hesach Hadas in eating? And the area of eating is not Hesach Hadas. And the area of Shmiras HaYadayim, that the Gemara says that there's Hesach Hadas. But the Vilna Goyen used to say twice. He would say Brocha on the Tulis Yadayim before Karpas, and a Brocha on the Tulis Yadayim before eating Hamaitzi. All year long. All year long, and follow the Rambam's opinion, right? And follow the Rambam's
opinion. The once said the comparisons are the same. But the Yisra Chometz and the Yisra Matzah, and here the Aruso is the Pasul Lachalo first, then put to everybody, each of them,
right.
And then
the Baruch said over this Baal Hamor. The Baal Hamor said that what's the name, why does the Yerushalmi give the Marshal Kabbalah Ritzvah to the Beis Chometz? What does the Marshal mean? So the Marshal means that even though the fellow is married to the girl, but she's also to her own husband because he's lacking a heifer. You have to wait a little later. So by the matzah also, even though you have a shaykhah to the matzah, you have to wait till the proper zman, you have to wait till after you recite that first half of the Haggadah, and then you say the bracha al-achilas matzah, then you're allowed to eat the matzah. But the Yisr, the Baal Hamor says, the Yisr only applies if it's an arusa, if you have a shaykhah with matzah. So the Baal Hamor says, you can only have a shaykhah with matzah after chatzos on Erev Pesach. Before chatzos, there is no Issa Chometz. If there's no Issa Chometz, there's no shame matzah. All year long, there is no, what do you mean, chometz, it's matzah, there is no concept of chometz and matzah all year long. In Beit HaMikdash, there is a parsha, in parsha's Vayikra, parsha's Tzav, there's a din, that when you have a korban mincha, lo tziyah for chometz, you have to eat a dafke matzah. Yichlo matzah, seitzel amizbeah. Dafke din a matzah and chometz. But outside of the Beit HaMikdash, The concept of chametz and matzah doesn't exist kol hashana kula all year long. Well, someone's going to take a neder, that's to eat matzah, not eat chametz. I'm not committed for a neder. But leaving out a person taking a neder, talking normally, there is no concept of chametz and matzah all year long. So the whole concept of matzah only comes into existence when the concept of chametz begins. The Issa chametz only begins on Erev Pesach after Chatzai. So the Baal Mora says, that's when you called, that's when you consider it having erisin with the matzah. You have a chapter of matzah, and you have to wait till the matzah is mutter to you, dahinu on Leil Pesach. But before Chatzos on Erev Pesach in the afternoon, there's no shame arusa on the matzah. It's like eating matzah all year long. What do you mean? It's Erev Pesach doesn't mean anything. Only Erev Pesach after Chatzos. That's the kind that the Baal Mora has. Other Rishonim disagree with the Baal Mora, and they say no. That the Yisr, what it says in the Yishami, that you're forbidden to eat matzah b'Erev Pesach applies all day long, starting from the morning, because from the morning this is man of Bi'ur Chametz. It says in the Torah, Ach b'Yom HaRishon Taz Bi'isah Tzadim B'Atechem, and in Gemara in Torah, Yom HaRishon doesn't mean the first day Pesach, it means Erev Yom Tov, because how can it mean on the first day Pesach, you will have already violated by your by nothing. So Yom HaRishon means the day before Pesach. So when is that mitzvah? So the Pashtus is that mitzvah only begins in the morning. Let's say you'll be burning chametz at night, then you want to burn the chametz at night. So the pashtus is, if you burn your chametz on Leil, Bedikas chametz on Leil Yudalid, you won't fulfill the mitzvah. Someone has to rush, he has to go on a business trip, he's going away somewhere. So you should either take the chametz with him and burn it in the morning, or give it to somebody else and ask them to burn it in the morning. You should make a shliach. But you shouldn't burn it on Leil Yudalid. It's mana mitzvah, abach v'yom rishon taz bisu, to destroy the chametz on Erev Pesach in the morning. You don't have to wait dafke. The Mishnah says start from mitzchila sheish. You don't have to wait till the last minute. You can burn it. Let's say if you daven at the first minion at 6 o'clock, so you can burn it at 6:30, 7 o'clock. You don't have to wait dafke till the last minute. But if you burn it balayla, you're not yaitzim. So other Rishonim say that the matzah is already called an arusa. There is a shame matzah starting from Erev Pesach in the morning because there already is a shame chametz. Not with respect to Yisra Achila. True, the Yisra Achila only begins after Chatzos from Atayre. But there's a shame chametz with respect to Tashbisu. So since there is a concept, since there is a chal shem of a concept of chametz starting from Erev Pesach in the morning, so in the middle there is a concept of matzah. Because if you don't have a concept of chametz, you don't have any concept of matzah. Matzah means chamesh is mine doga mixed with water that didn't become chametz. But if there's no shame chametz, no shame matzah. Other Rishonim extended even to the night of the Bikas chametz, because in the Rabbanon there's a shame chametz. You have a chiv to be bari chametz. In Atayra there's no chiv to do anything on the El Yudalit. But with the Rabbanon, there's a chiyuv to be bari chametz. With the Rabbanon, they created a shame chametz on Leil Yudalit. So once with the Rabbanon, there's a shame chametz, there is a shame matzah also. So all these three shittas we understand. The Baal HaMor says that the Issa to eat matzah on Erev Pesach only is after Chatzos, because the whole shame chametz only emerges after Chatzos. And other Rishonim insist that it begins in the morning because of the din of Tashbisu. Tashbisu is the din of Torah. And others say that the Bedikas chametz on Leil Yudalit is also enough with the Rabbanon to give a shame chametz and a mele to give a shame matzah. So once you have a shame matzah, you're not allowed to eat it till it's man hetzah, like in Arusa. If you want to go back further, so the chavah, it doesn't make sense to go back to Rosh Chodesh. He said that meaning is very difficult.
There is a man yom hetzah 2 weeks before. There is a man
yom hetzah 2 weeks before. There is one man yom hetzah 2 weeks before.
According to him.
Okay. So according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, that the din is not shalom v'darshim shloshim yom. So it'll be 2 weeks before. But the way we pass the halacha that Shalom Darshan 30 days, if you want to be magdim earlier, so the it only makes sense to say, either you magdim all the way till Purim. So it should be, if you want to have a minute, the Gina the Gemara, the Yishalmi only says the Erev Pesach. Because that's when you have the real Shem Chametz Tzchal. If you want to say that there's a Shem Chametz Tzchal earlier, so it's only have to say based on Shalom Darshan, because that Pesach Shloshim Yom Kodim. That you sometimes have a chiyuv bedikas chametz within 30 days before. So you see the midrash rabbanon, there is a shem chametz within the 30 days before Pesach. So if there's a shem chametz, there's a shem matzah. You have a shem matzah, so it has to say that it's forbidden to eat the matzah, like an arus.
We have to say regular matzah,
or matzah the same mitzvah? No, chametz bedikas matzah for sure you can eat. It only means Pesach bedikas matzah. And then there's the further machlokes, the ma'ashor, and other achrayim. What if it wasn't made with Shei Mitzvah? What if it was made by a guy? Let's say the matzah was clearly made by a guy. If it was made by Jews, just then it's not Shmur Mishat Sira, it's just Shmur Mishat Lisha, like most of the machine matzahs that they sell. According to many Rishonim, that's Shmur Matzah. going to Medrash Rabbah, that's all you need. You don't require Shmurim Mishat Kippur. It's sufficient with Shmurim Mishat Lisha. So that is Shmurim Matzah. But let's say the matzah was manufactured by Nochem. So take the Shal Nochem. That the Gemara says, and you were. Someone was watching it, so you know that it's not Chometic, but it was not made with Shmur. So you wouldn't be able to be able to the Mitzvah. So that's the Machlokes Achronim, whether that's also included in the Yisr. If it's, let's say, Matzah Shire, then the Rabbi and Tam says in the first half an average Tochem that's not included in the Yisr. So that's not matzah. You couldn't be yetzer the mitzvah of matzah and lo-pesah without it. So it's not called an arusa. But if it's matzah, that's regular matzah. The only thing is that it wasn't baked with shmoh, so it's not called shmura matzah. But that's the machlokes is the mashon and
other
bachanim.
Isn't there the reason that you're not supposed to come to taste the time of matzah in your mouth? In other words, you're supposed to be able to taste the matzah
That's not exactly. Oh, you shouldn't eat
anything like nuts.
Okay,
but isn't that the same thing as Shabbos also? You shouldn't eat a meal of Shabbos also. You should eat Shabbos itself.
That's not Medina de Gemara though. That's the Gemara says Nikra then that's Mutter. So we're Machmer. There is one time in the beginning of our Rebbe's talking that it's forbidden to eat.
You're drinking wine.
Yeah. There is one time that says that it's forbidden to eat on every Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tovin Amincha L'Maila. But the Mishnah Pasuk is not so. We pass Mikra Din. It's mutter to eat every Erev Shabbos and every Erev Yom Tovin. It's only mitzvah matzah you have to eat with the Yom. And then the Ramah adds on the nuts and the fruits that you put into the haroses. The time when you used to eat the haroses. Most people only dip in the mor into the haroses, and then it says you shake off the mor. You shake off the haroses from the mor. So you don't really have a mitzvah achilas haroses. The Ramah says no, that you're supposed to eat the haroses apparently. So he says you shouldn't eat nuts and you shouldn't eat fruit that you're going to put into your haroises in order to eat the haroises l'teyav. Everything has to be eaten l'teyav and aleh pesach except for the korban pesach. The korban pesach eat dafka al aseiv at the end, not l'teyav. But the other thing should be eaten l'teyav. Yeah.
Why is
Right, so if you have pshutos that were baked by Nochrim, it says on the back, this was baked by a Nochrim, so then it's a machlokes. So that's the machlokes, the masho and other achronim, whether that's included in the Yisr or not, because the matzah is regular matzah. The only thing is that it's a self to shmo, so you couldn't be yotzei the mitzvah with that. It's not shmur, it wasn't baked to shmo. Yeah, matzah shira, that's for sure, okay. That's okay.
Yeah, but according to Meili, you can make it, you can heat before chassos, you can eat still regular matzah.
According to the Balamor, you can eat before chassos, yeah. No, we don't follow the Balamor. In the Shulchan Aruch, we assume that it's also the whole day. The Amishayla, the whole day means starting from the Leil, the Bikas Komet, so the morning, that's a year in the Nachrayim. But it's clear in the Shulchan Aruch, says the whole day is also. Not like the Balamor, that it's only also after chassos. The problem with eating egg matzah on Erev Pesach is the Rambam. The Rav always used to point out, the Rambam Nachrayim point out, the Rambam's opinion is that the only time matzah ashira is possible, because it's not called lechemoni. The lack of lechemoni is only if you use one of the four mashkim that are mentioned in the Gemara. If you use yayin cholov dvash hashemen, if you use one of those four mashkim, then it becomes matzah ashira and it's possible. But if you use any other mashkim, like an egg matzah, they use eggs and they use apple cider. They don't use yayin cholov dvash hashemen. So according to the Rambam, that's kosher for matzah for little peasant. That's 100% kosher for matzah. So we happen not to follow the Rambam. But since the Rambam's opinion is that that's kosher for matzah and little peasant, so some are nervous about eating egg matzahs on their face. No. If it's the same texture as a regular matzah, the only thing is that it's not lishmo. So that's the machlokes is the mashon and ma'am chalavim. The beginning of Arvet Tzachim, whether such a matzah is included in the Yisr or not. No, you couldn't. You clearly couldn't be yotzei with it because it wasn't baked with shmo, and it's not shmura. It has to be baked with shmo to be yotzei. But the machlokes is, if you eat it on Arvet Pesach, you're not being yotzei any mitzvah with it anyway. So what do you have to, in order to violate the Yisr, it has to be made with shmo in order to be able to, if you would have wanted to eat it on Arvet Pesach, you can be yotzei. So some say, yeah, if you couldn't have eaten an aloha pesach and then yotzi because it wasn't baked with shmo, so that does not have a shame matzah, so there's no reason. And others hold no. If it has the right ingredients in it, then it has a shein matzah, even though it wasn't made lishma. If it doesn't have the right ingredients in it, then it's a matzah shira. So that's not called a shein matzah. But if it has a shein matzah, the only thing is that it wasn't baked lishma. So many achronim hold that that's us. So this minig that some have started from Rosh Chodesh, that's a very difficult minig. Yeah. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, it would make sense. But we don't pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel. If you want to go to Chumrah to add on more than Erev Pesach Gufa, so it would make more sense to go all the way back to Purim.
Someone just asked me to Minnesota tonight. He said that if the base of Migdash, the Lechem HaPanim, which was Masses, if it comes out Erev Pesach, Shabbos, what did the Kahanim do? When did they eat it?
They ate it with the Shiloh. So mitzvah deraita, but they have to be machmir for this. This has been the rabbanon. They ate the mat, they ate the lechem rabbanon. Rabbanon,
that's right.
They can eat it at night. They can eat it at night. If you save the lechem rabbanon, is like kachi kachim. So you can only eat it yom lailat chatzos. So you can wait to eat it in the middle of the state. You can eat it at night also if you want. But I don't know if they should wait till the night. The Issa to eat matzah erev Pesach. I don't know. The what? Really? Don't know. Don't know. I never heard. Could be. I don't know. The Pashto says that it's only the Rabbah. The Pashto is only the Rabbah.
Does the Issa include eating derivatives of matzah
mail? Yeah, matzah mail is also unless he makes something out of the matzah mail. That, let's say,
you make a bracha.
No, right, but let's say you make snedlach out of it, so you cook them, so that's already considered matzah shira. Once it's cooked, for sure it's matzah shira, so that you're permitted to eat on airplane. Or let's say you take whole matzahs, you take regular matzahs, put them in a pot of water, and cook them up on top of the fire. You don't have to make them into matzah mal and make snedlach. If any mishugan wants to do like that, some people do like that, that's when they're pesach. Falls out on Shabbos, and they want to eat matzah, so they cook the matzah in water, and they have shleimus. They cook the matzah to make sure that it doesn't, they're careful that it doesn't break, very hard. They're careful that it doesn't break, and a matzah that's mevushelus is considered a matzah ashira, the Gemara says, you're not yet to eat a chavoska with that, so that you can eat on that thing. Mishnah says, that although Minatera the Issa Chomitz only begins with Chatzois, the Issa Achidah with Issa Anon begins with Chatzois, but when the Rabbanon, they were Maisik Achumre, because Adam Tayyar the Shahachas, Adam Tayyar the Shtei Shores, is not a Gemara, they didn't have watches. So it's difficult to know exactly what time it was. Everyone's going to know when the split second of Chatzois is, they're going to know based on the sun. But since people may make a mistake, so the Chachamim instituted a Chumre that you shouldn't even eat Matzah before Chatzos. So the Mishnah has a machlekes hataraim. We paskin that 1 hour before Chatzos, the chametz is also midir rabbanon both b'achila and b'anoach. And the hour before that hour, the shor chamishis, the shor shishis, is the day is divided into 12 hours. So the last hour of the first half of the day, between 11 o'clock and 12 o'clock, that's called shor shishis. The last hour before Chatzos is called Shor Shishis, so the Chametz is often the Rabban and both Achila and Anor. And the hour before that is called Shor Chamishis, so then we pass in our Loch like the Tanan that the Chametz is only often the Rabban and Achila, and it's still Mutter Banor, so you can still sell the Chametz. The Rav Chaim Soloveitchik points out that the Rambam writes a Loshen, Rav Elbele used to say over the Shem Rav Chaim, that the Rambam writes that if somebody eats Chametz, Bishor Shishis, he gets Malkus Maizis Midi Rabbonim. If you eat Chomitz in the afternoon, so the Rambam says that you get Malkus Deraisa, you violate an Issa Deraisa of Allah. The other Rishonim disagree with the Rambam. They hold that if you eat Chomitz on Erev Pesach in the afternoon, there is no Issa Deraisa. The Mishnah has a Machlekes Rebbe Yehuda and Rav Shimon, but the Chomitz over all of HaPesach is an Issa Deraisa or only an Issa Derabbonim. So we pass from a Chomitz over HaPesach is only an Issa Derabbonim because the person violated by Yehuda by Matzah. According to the other Tana, according to the Rebbe Yehuda Shita, that Chomitz Shavuot HaPesach is an Issa Deraisa has nothing to do with violating by Rabbi Mat. Even if a Nochri has a bottle of beer, and a Nochri has cookies, even if the whole institution of Mechiras Chomitz will only help if you sell it to the Nochri and he keeps it. But if you sell it to the Nochri, you want to buy it back after Pesach, it will be an Issa Deraisa to eat the Chomitz Shavuot HaPesach. Any Chomitz that was in existence on Pesach, you're forbidden to eat. L'yoylam Vod, that's Rebbe Yehuda Shita. And we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda, we pass in the Chumash, all of our Pesach is only a Knas Midrabbanon. But a person, if somebody violated by your by Matzah, but if the Chumash was Bishus HaNachri, and nobody violated by your by Matzah, so there's no Issa the Rabbanon, the Chumash all of our Pesach. So the Mishnah says, also Mishnah Gemara says that that Machlekes of Yehuda Rav Shimon is based on how you read the Pesukim in the Chumash. There are three Yisurim not to eat Chumash. So Rav Yehuda says that one Issa not to eat Chumash goes on the 7 days of Pesach, one Issa goes on eating Chumash on Erev Pesach. If you eat Chumash on Erev Pesach, that's an Issa lav der Issa, and you get Malkus. And then there's a third pasuk, if you eat Chumash after Pesach, that was in existence in anyone's Rishus on Pesach, that's another Issa der Issa. And the Pashto says, we don't pass like Rav Yehuda, we pass like Rav Shimon. The Chumash of Allah Pesach is only the Rabbanon and the Knas. So the Pashto should follow that to eat Chumash on Erev Pesach in the afternoon should not be an Issa der Issa of a lav of not eating Chumash. The most it can be is an Easter essay. Tyson says that it says, Ach my Amarishan Tajbisu, and the Gemara says that the word Ach means Chilek. Gemara Daf Hei says, Ach Chilek, that you split the day, and half, that the second half of the day you have to have already disposed of your Chomet, you shouldn't have it around the house. If you're going to eat the Chomet, to be Nenna from the Chomet, so this will be a violation of Tajbisu. But that's only a Lav Habom Echlala say, so if somebody eats Chomet on Erev Pesach, he wouldn't get malted. That's the Pashtus like that. And the Rambam passes not so. The Rambam splits the tzach. He says, although with respect to chomet, she'over all of ha'pesach, the Mishnah and the Gemara clear that we pass like Rav Shimon that it's only aknas mid rabbanon if the chomet was b'shus ha'yisrael. V'chem so shalach rishal ha'pesach. Nobody violated by Rabbi Matzli, so there's no issa lav, there's no issa at all. Mutal agamrei. That the Rambam says that's only the gabi chomet lachar ha'pesach. Chomet kedem ha'pesach. If you eat chomet on Erev Pesach in the afternoon. Then the Rambam says that you get Malkus there, right? So he passes like a Yehuda. That's what he writes in the Yarach HaZok and in the Sefer HaMitzvos. He says there's a lav there, right? To eat chomet on Erev Pesach. There's no koris. And then there's a lav there, right? To eat chomet b'Pesach and there is koris. If he eat chomet b'Pesach, there is koris. So the Rambam, Lishitosu, who says that if he eat chomet on Erev Pesach in the afternoon, you get Malkus there, right? Because he passes like a Yehuda. He says, other Rishonim disagree with the Rambam. How did he come up to say to the Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvos disagree? How did he make such a split? He passes like Rav Yehuda on Chomet on Erev Pesach after Chatzis, and like Rav Shimon on Chomet Shaul on Pesach. He passes in both like Rav Yehuda, both like Rav Shimon. Why should he split the Pesach? But that's what the Rambam writes. So the Rambam, the Shitasa, writes also, what if somebody eats Chomet on Erev Pesach in between 11 o'clock and 12 o'clock in the Shor Shishis? So he gets Makas Mar, this is the Rabbanon. If he would have eaten the Chomet after 12 o'clock, after Chatzis, the Yisa Deraisa, he would get Malkas Deraisa. So now that he ate Chomet after Shoshishis, he gets Makas Mardis from the Rabbanon. So they quote the Shem Rab Chaim. Why does the Rambam, a question, why does the Rambam say that only one who eats Chomet and the Shoshishis in the Shoshishis gets Makas Mardis from the Rabbanon? The Shoch HaMishis Chomet is also offered by Achila from the Rabbanon. It's Mutta Ba'ano. During the Shoch HaMishis, between 10 o'clock and 11 o'clock, the Chomet is Mutta Ba'ano, but it's also Ba'achila. So it's also Ba'achila from the Rabbanon. So it's the same thing. If you eat Chomet during this Monday rice, you get Malkus. And if you eat Chomet during this Monday Rabbanon, you should get Malkus Maris to Rabbanon. So Rav Chaim explained this Rambam based on the Lashon HaMishnah. The Mishnah uses the Lashon that Bishor Chamishis told him, Yitayla the Chomet. What do you mean Yitayla? You spend the Chomet. A Thursday night, Haman told him, what do you mean Yitayla the Chomet? So Rashi writes, you're not allowed to eat it, but you're not allowed to be Nene from it. You're not allowed to eat it, but you're permitted to be nana from it. So why is that called toiling? Yeah, so it means it's in limbo, the chomet is in limbo. It's not really all your long chomet is mutabachila mutabano. I'm Pesach, and I'm here Pesach, after Chatzos is also bachila osabano. And here it's in between, so that's called toiling. Funny lashon. So the Rambam has a different shot in toiling. The Rambam says toiling refers to truma. If you have a loaf of bread, let's say I'm a farmer, and I have 100 bushels of grain, and I have to be Marcus Truma, so I take out 2 bushels of grain. 2 out of 2. So if I'm one time holds you allowed to eat Truma during this man the Rabbanon, but we don't pass like that. So the Rambam says that if you have, let's say I have a grain and I give it to the kohen. This is my truma. So what does the kohen do with it? He grinds it up and he makes flour. Then he bakes a loaf of bread. He bakes cookies and he has a house full of cakes and cookies and bread. That's all truma. That only kohanim are permitted to eat when they're tohar. When they tell me they're not allowed to eat this truma. And a non-kohen is certainly forbidden to eat it. What does he do when it comes there at Pesach and he has tons of truma? So you burn it. Aye, but there's an Isra of Mishmeres Truma, you say? You're not allowed to burn Truma. So he answers, I'm allowed to burn Truma unnecessarily. But if you have Truma that's Chomet, so you have a mitzvah, you have no peris, you have to burn the Chomet. So the Rambam says, but Bamed Ramamur, when can you burn the Chomet? That's if it's after Chatzos, when it's also Bachilim and Atera, or the Shor Ashishis between 11, after 11 o'clock, the Atos Bachilim and also Bahanor, then you can burn the Truma.
How could you burn it if it's
the fear? It's the last week, 28. So, nonetheless, since Lemaise, it's also so it has no use. You can't do anything with it. So, there's no Isa Derais. Maybe there's no Isa Derais. If you have Truma that you absolutely can't do anything with, let's say all the Kahanim in the world are sick. Yeah, all the Kahanim in the world are Tomei. And by the time they're going to get Tohar, this Truma is going to get spoiled. We have no freedom. So, then you can already burn the Truma now. So the Rambam says, but when is that? When can you burn the truma? That's only short shishes. But b'shor hamishes, you're not allowed to eat the truma, but you're not allowed to burn it either. And that's toilet. The truma is in limbo. That's toilet. The way Rashi says is very difficult. Why is it called toilet? That the state of is zot b'achila mutaba. No. Why should that be called toilet? But the way the Rambam says, it makes better sense to lose the toilet. It's toilet v'yomer. It's takin nishtahin and nishtaher. Although you're not permitted to eat the truma, but you're not allowed to burn the truma. So that's the shaila. Why is that? Why is it that you're not allowed to burn the truma during Shor Chamishis? If then kol hakomer de rabbanan, you can't eat it. So you say the dinim de rabbanan don't count. You have to wait till it's awesome in Atera.
You can sell it.
So why the Shor Chamishis?
You have a nor. You can have a nor from it here.
Who can you sell it to?
He gives it to a behema. He gives it something. He doesn't have to sell it. There's other ways to have a nor.
If you're permitted to give truma to Haira, which is royal achilas adam, to a behemoth kohen,
but it's not royal achilas adam at this point.
Now it's not royal achilas adam, right? That's the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. If you have the Gemara, always talks about feeding truma to a behemoth kohen, kashinim shel truma. The kashinim shel truma, Tosfos says, means food that. If it's not royal achilas adam at all, it would never have become truma in the first place. So you can't be machish truma if it's machal behema. It's only tevel if it's machal adam. What if it's only machal adam ideat chak? It's only nechal adam ideat chak, and the normal histamshus of this vegetable is that it's machal behema. So then you have to be machish truma because sof, it is nechal adam ideat chak. But since it's basically machal behema, so you feed it to the behemoth kohen. But what happens if it's perfectly good edible food? So then you're not permitted. Everybody agrees. All of Rishonim agree. There's a chilta that you're not permitted to eat the truma to a, not permitted to feed the truma to a behemoth kohen. What happens if you have, let's say, loaves of bread of truma that became nitmo? So now it's no longer royal achilas sodom because it's tamei. But in Matthias it's royal achilas sodom. It's delicious royal achilas sodom food. So that's the machleg is Rashi and Tosfos. So Rashi says on daf mem vav. In Sochem and in Beitzel, also at the end of Beitzel, Daf Chos Dalo, Daf Chosei, Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos there too. So Rashi's opinion is that just like Kashinim is normally not Royal Achilas Sodom, it's Royal Idea Chak. So therefore, you can feed it to the behemoth. So if you have Truma Shinitmeis, it's also not Royal Achilas Sodom. So therefore, you're permitted to feed it to the behemoth kohen. And most of the Rishonim, I think, agree with Tosfos that you're not allowed to. Since in Matzias, it's Royal Achilas Sodom, even though the stuff is Tamei, the Truma is Tamei. And the Kohen Mafia didn't eat it, but you're not permitted to feed it to the behemoth kohen.
As man is there, though, I think many times they feed it to the zoo. I mean, certain trumas, they are fed to the animals of the zoo in order that they are behemoths. That's how they get rid of truma. I mean, whether there's man is there, no? In certain cases.
Yep. And it's a problem whether they're doing the right thing or not. Because they're feeding to them truma that's royal achila, perfectly edible truma. That's a shot. They will make. And every so they will make. It is the problem. So the Rambam at this compounds the problem. No, the Rambam says, if the Chatzoi said it's also Bachilam and Atayra, Sabbath you can burn it. That's the Mitzvah Tazdis. That's the Atayra. Before Chatzoi, the last hour before Chatzoi is the Shor Shishis, you may burn the Truma, even though it's only Chomet from the Rabbanon. And somehow we don't consider it an Akira Zav and Atar B'Kumi Yaseh, because since from the Rabbanon it's Chomet, so you can't eat it, so there's no violation of Mishmeres Truma. So why not say, He says, don't even have to wait. You can already burn it. But the Shor, Chamishis, even though it's also Bachila, Midirabon, and also then, you're not allowed to burn it then. So what's the Bir Hadova? But that's what they call it, the Shem Rab Chaim. The Rab Chaim wanted to explain these two statements of the Rambam. Why does the Rambam say that you're only tailor the Trumas Chomet, the Shor Chamishis? The Shor Shishis may burn it. Why is he see that an Issa the Rabbanon is sufficient to take off the Isser, the Shmeres Shemaisa? So let that Issa the Rabbanon of Shor Chamishis also take off. And why does the Rambam say that only one who eats chomet b'shor shishis gets makas mardi? Because the tikkun Rabbanon came the right to tikkun. If he eats chomet after chatzoyis, and there pay for the Rambam says he gets makas the right. If he eats chomet b'shor shishis, and there pay for he gets makas mardi the Rabbanon. If he eats chomet b'shor chamishis, he doesn't say that there's any makas mardi. Why? So they quote in the name of the name Rab Chaim that the Rambam apparently holds that there's a difference over here. That the nature of the gzeira the Rabbanon of Adam Toye b'shor achas was that although Minat Torah HaTorah begins at 12 o'clock, let's say, at noon, the Rabbanon, they said you should treat it as if HaTorah begins at 11 o'clock. So that's why the Chometz is also Bachila and also Bahanor. But since the Rabbanon, I consider it as if it's after HaTorah now, so I said that whoever eats the Chometz gets Makas Mardi, this is the Rabbanon. Just like called the Rabbanon, came the right to take it. If you eat the Chometz after HaTorah, mamish, you would get Makas their right according to the Rambam Shita. That one who eats chametz bare Pesach after Chatzos violates the law of the Lord Tzarech Chametz. Not just the Yisur Etzer Tzadvis, it's an Yisur Lav also. So one who eats chametz during the Shor Shishis also has a violation of the law of Midrabbanon, because that's Chatzos Midrabbanon. So therefore the Rambam holds that since it's Midrabbanon, we declared it as if it's Chatzos, so the chametz is mamish achetzav chametz Midrabbanon. So that's why even though it's Truma, you're permitted to burn it Midrabbanon, it's called chametz. But the Shor Chamishis, they never said that you have to treat it as if it's already Chatzos from 10 o'clock. They never said that Vaharai, that the Chametz is Mutar Ba'ano. They only said it's also Bachilah. So that was Tamak Zera B'Yalma. They introduced the Chumrah that you're forbidden to eat the Chametz from 10 o'clock on, even though it's not Chatzos, even though it's before Chatzos. So that's not at all Kain Deraisa Tikkun. The Issa Deraisa is that after Chatzos it's also. The Rabbanim has two parts to it. We consider it as if it's Chatzos at 11 o'clock. If it's considered by the Rabbanon as if Chatzos begins at 11 o'clock, you move your watch. Daylight savings time. Every Erev Pesach, you move Chatzos up an hour, and so by the Rabbanon, Chatzos begins at 11 o'clock. So that's why it's also Bein Machila Bein Mano, and that's why whoever eats the Chametz after 11 o'clock at Makas Mardis the Rabbanon, that's the Kain Deraisa. It's considered by the Rabbanon that you ate Chametz after Chatzos. And that's why we say that you're permitted to burn the Truma Chametz after 11 o'clock, because mamish after Chatzos, it's already considered Truma after Chatzos from the Rabbanon. But during the Shor Chamishis before, that was only a Hachok of the Yom. So there they never said that it's considered as if you're eating it after Chatzos. That's not a Kain Deraisa at all. They said, Chachamim Asu Hachok Yisera the Divrei Torah. So therefore they didn't introduce any Makas Madis the Rabbanon there. And therefore they said it's such a case. Even though you are forbidden to eat the Chomet, but you can't say that the Truma is considered a chaticha di isur, it's considered a chepta of chametz, it's not. Chametz kodem chatzos, but you have an isur that you're not allowed to eat it, because chatzos is coming. It's not that the Rabbana chatzos is here already. That's what they say b'shem Rav Chaim. If you say like that, then you have to say, the way Rav Chaim explained the Ram, then you have to say, like the one side in the case of Mishnah. Because Mishnah and the Rambam, the end of Perek Aleph, and Hilchos Chametz Matzah, has a suffix how to translate the words of the Mishnah. When are you supposed to, forget about the din of the Rabbana, when are you supposed to burn your chametz on Erev Pesach? So we usually assume you burn before Chatzos, no? You burn before Chatzos. It says, Ach, Be'yam Arishin Tashbisu, and the Gemara says, Ach, Chilek, you split the day in half. What do you mean you split the day in half? So the Pasha Pshat is that if by Chatzos, you have to have already gotten rid of all of your chametz. If you have chametz after Chatzos, then you're in violation of the mitzvah of Tashbisu. So you have to destroy the chametz, according to Rabbi Yudah, the Sreif, according to the chametz, the Chaldover, you should destroy it before this man, before the Chatzos. By the time it comes Chatzos, everything should already have been gotten rid of. The Mordechai quotes an opinion from one of the Bali Atesis that not so, that the Ikad in their Isis to burn the Chomet Vedavki after Chatzos. And even though the Mishnah says, Sor from the Tchila Sheish, you have to burn the Chomet at 11 o'clock. So the Mordechai quotes that one of the Bali Atesis, not the Rabbeinu Tam of the Reed, not one of the popular Bali Atesis that we find all the time, some Rabbeinu Yisrael or someone, I forgot his name. One of the Bali Atesis not quoted that often, used to save a kazayis chomets, he burnt all the chomets at 11 o'clock, he would save one little kazayis to left the chatzos to fulfill the mitzvah deraisa, because he didn't believe that when the Chachamim made a takana that you should burn all the chametz b'tchila sheish, they meant to be mevatel amit v'deraita. They meant you should do all the bir chametz midirabbanan at tchila shoah shishis, because the din menater is to burn the chametz at the beginning of chatzai. So midirabbanan chatzai begins at 11 o'clock, so this is talking tchila sheish, burn the chametz at 11 o'clock. But in order to fulfill the mit v'deraita, you should save at least a kazais to burn it at the real man of chatzai deraita after 12 o'clock. That's what this Bala test said. But that's not our practice. We don't do like that. So we usually assume that the mitzvah deraita is to have gotten rid of all of your chametz by chatzai. The menatari, you shouldn't begin erst to burn the chametz after chatzai. You should have all the chametz already destroyed before. So the Kesef Mishnah has a suffix. How do you translate the words of the Mishnah in Sochem? It says, Ochlim kol arba, you're permitted to eat chametz between 9 o'clock and 10 o'clock. The toilim kol chametz between 10 o'clock and 11 o'clock, it's osta bachile, and it's muta bano, and if it's chume, then you have to be toilet, you're not allowed to eat it, but you're not permitted to burn it. The sarfim b'tchila sheish, and when it comes 11 o'clock, an hour before chatzai, you burn the chametz. So because the Mishnah has a suffix, the way we assume all the time that you don't begin erish to burn your chametz on a level of the right after 12 o'clock, after chatzai. You have to have the chametz already destroyed. You have to get rid of it by chatzai. So maybe midirabbanan, since 11 o'clock is considered chatzai, when the Mishnah says sarfim b'tchila sheish, it's not to be taken literally that you begin to burn the chametz b'tchila sheish. Because midirabbanan, that's chatzai. He doesn't write that lashon, but that's what he implies. So you have to have gotten rid of all of your chametz by 11 o'clock. You have to finish. You can burn the chametz starting from 5 o'clock in the morning, whenever you finish davening shacharit. You can burn any time of the night. You shouldn't burn the night after the bidikas chametz. You won't fulfill the mitzvah. The mitzvah achol yom rishon tashbis is only in the morning of Yudalim, not the night before Yudalim. But any time in the morning is acceptable, and you should finish burning the chametz by 11 o'clock. Or the Kesef Mishnah says no. Maybe it's to be taken literally, the serfim, the tchila sheish, literally, that you can burn the chametz. The tchila sheish, even though the chachamim were machmet to say that if the chametz is also b'achilu u'b'hanoa, starting from 11 o'clock, they didn't give it all the chumis like the din deraisa, the rest of chatzos, you have to already have gotten rid of all of your chametz on a level of deraisa. So they didn't carry that over with respect to the 11 o'clock. That part they didn't go. So Rav Chaim claims that's exactly the difference between 11 o'clock and 10 o'clock. He says that 11 o'clock is chatzos with the rabbanon. That's how the Rav used to say over the lashon. And when they quote over the Rav Velvel, the Rav Chaim, they don't quote like that. That's how the Salvation said. 11 o'clock is chatzos with the rabbanon. So it's 11 o'clock is chatzos with the rabbanon. That's why there's Makas Mardis, and that's why you can burn the shulman, because mamish like chatzos with the rabbanon. So then that shat in the Kesef Mishnah has to be accepted. You have to have already gotten rid of all of your chametz by before tchila sheish. You're not supposed to save it over till after tchila sheish. Adon Rabbi, that's where that Baal HaTeis was, that the Mordechai quotes, he took the Lashon HaMishnah literally. He starts from the tchila sheish, he burned the chametz at the beginning. That's at 11 o'clock. Because he understood from that Mishnah that the Ikaz Man Deraisa of Bi'a Chametz is at after chatzos. You should begin to burn your chametz after chatzos. So with the Rabbanan, they said that we consider it as if 11 o'clock is chatzos, so you should serve from the tchila sheish, burn your chametz at 11 o'clock, but save off a little bit of chametz to fulfill the mitzvah deraisa, so that you should burn that bit of chametz at 12 o'clock, after the real chatzos deraisa. But we don't follow that opinion. We hold that on a level of deraisa, you have to have gotten rid of all of your chametz by chatzos. So the pashtus is, like that side in the Kesef Mishnah, you have to have already destroyed all of your chametz before 11 o'clock, before the show, Shishit.
Is there any
other
practice
that they should make when they go through everybody and they put more work? So, in other words, they had this procedure going way back, exactly how to do it. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so something
like that.
We knew.
No, there always was a distinction between Shoah Chamishis and Shoah Shishis. The Machlokes HaTanaim was, what was the distinction? Whether the distinction is that during the Shoah Chamishis, it's Asa Bachin and Muta Bano, or the difference is when you get the truma, that you can still eat truma in the Shor Hamishis, you can still eat truma v'kachin. You can't eat truma, you can still eat truma v'kachin. So the details are machlekes. But the idea that there's 1 hour and 2 hours, that was a very old idea, that they all knew that it was so.
Is there anybody that holds that in the morning when you burn the chametz, you make another bracha, like from Hesach Hadas, by Nechila Shadayim and Yigoyim?
No.
What? Surely Hesh Hadas from the night before?
That was a Takanas Chachamim, that it's one long Maisan. It's so that Minatera, the Tashbis is Minatera, the Mitzvah of Tashbis only requires to destroy the Chachamim, and have Pesach in the morning.
But it's a Mitzvah you make a
And the Rabbanim, they're mistaken that the Mitzvah of Bi'ur Chomet should begin with the Bedika the night before.
That's why you say Al-Bi'ur, even though you're not burning it.
Because the Bedika Chomet is the Hakkola of the Mitzvah of Bi'ur Chomet.
What's the Mitzvah of Tashbis? You should make another Chomet.
I don't think so. I don't think there's any... I don't know. The Gemara says that if you would have only been without Lachonis, that would have been sufficient in Atera, but with the Rabbanan, it's not sufficient. You have to. If you're not Mevatel, if you're Mevatel Lachonis, then the Gemara says you don't have to.
Check yourself.
Yeah. So that's only with the Rabbanan. Right. That's only the Rabban. Once you have the Chomer, so then the requirement to destroy it, right?
Before,
right.
What
is
the
Bawi
so specific?
You have to do the Mevatel again after Chatzot. What did you do? You have the Gemara, you don't have any Bittul in the morning. The Gemara just says, the Mishnah doesn't have any Bittul. The Mishnah doesn't. The Mishnah says you bite it to Chomer, and doesn't say you Mevatel. Then Rav says, Habarik Tal Shevatel. So Taisus understands, Taisus on the first Rav understands. There's a machlekes Rashi takes on the first Mishnah. What is the purpose of the Takanas Chacham of Bedikas Chomet? They're all assuming that Bedikas Chomet is only the Rabbanan. Some Rishonim quoted in the Shulchan Aruch that it's not so. That Bedikas Chomet is a din d'oraisa if you were not mevatel. If you were not mevatel your Chomet, then the Bedikas Chomet is a din min haTorah. Where is it min haTorah? Where does it say in the Chumash that you have to be mevatel the Chomet? It's understood that that's part of the din of Tazbisu. Tazbisu doesn't only mean you should destroy the chametz which you are aware of. It means you should search the chametz out and destroy whatever you find. And if you don't search the chametz, you just destroy what you know you have and you didn't even look further, you didn't fully fulfill the mitzvah of Tazbisu. Tazbisu means search everything out and destroy it. The Rav gave his amashal based on the Ran. He used to give, there is a din of Masechet Avodah Zarah, that there's a distinction between Biur Avodah Zarah, between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Lo'aretz. There's a din anywhere in the world. If you happen to have a getchka, you happen to have a davish or avodah zarah, there's a mitzvah to destroy it. You have to destroy it. So the Gemara says, Abei tiyabdun, the kefal lashim, only applies in Eretz Yisrael. You have to look, you have to search for all of the avodah zarah, and then you have to destroy them. Chutzlos, you don't have a din, you have to search for the avodah zarah. If you happen to have an avodah zarah, tachas vishuscha, so then you have to destroy it. But you're not mukhif to go be verdict, to go search out where the Avodah Zarah happened to be located. Yeah, in Eretz Yisrael, that's part of the mitzvah. Part of the mitzvah of where Avodah Zarah is, not just to destroy what you're aware of, but to go search out the Avodah Zarah. And the Gemara learns that from Sukkim.
Isn't the Bohos who used to worship it are dead and snowballed or
object to worship? That's a question in the Gemara. Sometimes the Avodah Zarah will already have the status of being Mevutal. It's been big Avodah Zarah also. That it's...
The Department of Antiquities,
sometimes they won't have to destroy it. The only time you have a mitzvah to destroy the Avodah Zarah is if it's still also Banu. David HaMelech used to wage a lot of wars. So the Gemara says in Masechet Avodah Zarah, he used to have a guy who went with him, and he used to tell that Nochri, that Nochri was a Fruma Nochri, he wasn't an Avodah Zarah. So even though he wasn't an Avodah Zarah, the Gemara says he would tell that Nochri to make a declaration that you don't believe that this is a Getchke, you don't believe that that's a Getchke, and once the Nochri would declare he doesn't accept that as an Avodah Zarah, it would become Mutabano, because the din is that a Nochri could be Mevatel Avodah Zarah. If a Jew takes a piece of Avodah Zarah and says, I don't believe in this Avodah Zarah, of course he doesn't believe in Zahayi, so it doesn't change anything. But if a Nochri takes an Avodah Zarah, even though he worships a different Avodah Zarah, he holds to a different one, he says, I don't believe in this one, but I believe in that one. Or let's say he doesn't worship any Avodah Zarah, he's a Tumah Nochri, it doesn't matter. If he makes a declaration, even if he doesn't believe what he says, you hold a gun to his head. The Gemara says, you hold a gun to the Nochri's head and you say, Markanos Hashem Eretzani. You say that you don't believe in that Avodah Zarah, and he says, makes the oral declaration, I don't believe that this is an Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says that it becomes Mutzah Banor. Then David HaMelech became rich. He took all the cash of his rob. When it says in the Chumash, Sachmat cash of his rob aleim, well, Akachtalach, that Isa Derais only applies that the Avodah Zarah is also Banor, calls man that it's an Avodah Zarah. But if you Mevatli Avodah Zarah, Bitl Avodah Zarah means if a Nochri declares that he doesn't believe that this is a deity, And he has to declare it Kodim Shabbat Yad Yisrael. If David HaMelech would take it up already, and then get a Nachri to declare it, then it wouldn't help. Then it would be too late. He had to get a Nachri. He had a Nachri going with them. The Gemara says, Itay Hagiti, no? Itay Hagiti. The Gemara says, was it Yet Ta'ishav, and he was in David HaMelech's Tava? Like today, they have Arabs. They have Arabs, they have the Druze. So the Gemara, Bizmana David HaMelech, they had also Nachrim. They had to have Nachrim in the army in order to be Mevatel Getchkin. In order that
went ahead.
To be Mevatel Avodah Zarah, that it should become Mutar Banot. You have to find out. It may be, yes, you pick it up, it's already taken this. But it may be that it has already become a Vutl. The Mishnais and the Gemara have an Avodah Zarah Kolalim. When do you say that it became a Vutl and when not? It depends, let's say, if the people from that community all left, and they left their church there with the Getzke and everything, and there was no Shas Mochamra, they just left and they left the Getzke. So obviously they themselves were declaring that they don't believe in this other desert. They all moved to the suburb and they packed up the church and left the God there. So obviously they themselves don't believe in it. But if there was a war, and they ran away, they were scared for their life, then the Mishnah says, I think they don't believe in their Getzke, they hoped and they prayed someday to come back, they just were never there to come back. So then the Gemara says that the Getzke remains also Bano. The Mishnah and the Gemara discuss when do you say that there's an implicit Bitl on the Avodah Zarah, when not. So whenever there was no Bitl on the Avodah Zarah, will remain also Bano. Even many years later, will remain also Bano.
Even
100
others believe in it?
Yeah, even though the others are actively worshipping it. Yeah, unless another guy's going to worship it after, he's mevatel it.
He has to do it again.
Has to do it again. He has to be mevatel it again. But all the status of Avodah Zarah that it had up until now, if a Nachri declares that he doesn't believe that this is a deity, so that bitl becomes mut. So the Rishonim have a machlokes. You find by Biur Avodah Zarah is a mitzvah to destroy Avodah Zarah. So sometimes Biur Avodah Zarah means you have to destroy what you're aware of. Whatever you don't know doesn't hurt you. And sometimes the din requires in Eretz Yisrael, as opposed to Chutzlars, you have to search out to look for all Avodah Zarahs and destroy them. And if you don't search them out, Abayt Yavdun, you have to search out and then destroy. If you don't look, then you're not fully mekayim the mitzvah of Biur Avodah Zarah. So that's what the Rishonim have a machlekes over here. That's the run. And the first daf in Tzochim has the machlekes with the Bidika Komet. In a situation where you were not Mevatel, if you make a declaration, Kol Hamir Dika Beshusig Levatel, you Mevatel, then the Gemara says, Benatera, that's sufficient. You don't have to do any more. But if you were not yet Mevatel Lachomet, just like let's say if someone is, if a Nachri is Mevatel Avedizar, so you don't have to go destroy anything. All the Avedizar became Ois Avedizar. It says, Mutaban Noam Mamish, Adavra Melech got rich. He took all the cast of Azor. The Gemara says the crown that he wore was the crown of Milcom, an Avodah Zarah, no? I think he got it from an Avodah Zarah, his own crown. So by Chometz also, if you're Mevatel Chometz, there's no problem. But if you're not Mevatel Chometz, and the Mitzvah Min HaTorah of Tashbisu applies, so some Rishonim say that Mitzvah Min HaTorah requires of you that you should go search out the Chometz. You have to do Bediku Ubir. And others say no, that it's not the same as Biur Avodah Zarah. No, it's not the same as Biur Avodah Zarah. Chutzlars, that all it requires is to destroy that chometz that you are aware of. Whatever you're not aware of doesn't hurt you. There's no problem on that. That's a machlokes la'alocha in Shulchan Aruch. There is a din. The Gemara has a din. It's called in Shulchan Aruch. You're not permitted to eat before Bedikas Chometz. You're not permitted to engage in a learning. Let's say you have a shi. You're not allowed to learn. You're not allowed to do a business deal. You're not allowed to do anything before Bedikas Chometz because we're afraid that he's going to forget. The Mishnah has such a din in Sukkah. You're not permitted to eat before benching Esrik. Unless he doesn't think that he's going to be zeichet to get an Esrik. He lives in Japan. He lives in Alaska. And there's no Esrik. So he doesn't have to fast on Sukkah. So he's a chayla in the Sukkah. If he doesn't think he's going to get an Esrik, then he can eat. So the Mishnah says, what if he lives in Alaska and he's sitting and eating on Chalamay Sukkahs, and all of a sudden a helicopter flies by and they drop down dollar minim. Then the Mishnah discusses, does he have to be matzik in the middle of the meal in order to bench Esrig or not? So there's a whole discussion in the Gemara there. So in the Shulchan Aruch they quote that if Hischil, the heter, if the person started eating the heter, he was allowed to eat, so then he doesn't have to be matzik later. If Hischil the Iser, what happens if he started eating at his man that it was also conceived? He knew that he was going to get an Esrig. He knew that he had an Esrig. He wasn't supposed to eat then. What if he started eating? So if the mitzvah that he has to fulfill is a mitzvah deraisa, then he's supposed to be mafsik. It's a mitzvah derabbanon, let's say Esrig on the first day, lulav and Esrig on the first day is a mitzvah deraisa, and lulav and Esrig on the rest of the Sukkot is only derabbanon. So that makes a difference, and Shulchan Aruch, they make a distinction between a mitzvah deraita as opposed to a mitzvah derabbanan by hischil be'isa. Hischil be'isa, you don't have to be matzah. Hischil be'isa makes a difference. So in the Shulchan Aruch, there's a machlek, it's a rishonim that they quote la'alocha, what's the din of hischil be'isa by the dikas chametz? He started eating stuff, he forgot. He forgot it has to be by the chametz, and he has all night long. And he's just going to finish, he's in the middle of eating a sandwich. And now he realized in the middle of the meal that he forgot to be B'dik HaKomet. Should he stop eating and then do the B'dik HaKomet? Or do you say no? That since the whole dinner B'dik HaKomet on the Rabbanon, so he doesn't have to be Mafsik. He can finish the meal and bench. And then, right away, after he benches, then he can then he can B'dik HaKomet.
By Nir HaKomet also, you don't do anything, you don't start burning or eating?
Doesn't say the Seirish, we equate it. We equate it. The Seirish, it only says by Sukkah, it's the Mishnah Sukkah. And by Mincha, you're not allowed to eat in the afternoon if you didn't have Mincha yet. You're not allowed to have begin a Suda G'doylo, a Tachasana, big Bar Mitzvah meal or something in Mincha G'doylo, or even a Suda Tata Mincha Tana time. And it says it by B'dikas Chomet. And then the Shulchan Aruch, trying to say that who had the Namid here. It says you're not allowed to be put here before the Shulchan Aruch is safe when you get the Mikra Megillah, you shouldn't eat before Mikra Megillah. Any Mitzvah Shizman either. So this machlekes is quoted la'aloch and shochach, whether the dikas chomei in a situation that the person was not mevatel yet. He wasn't mevatel with chomet on leil yudalis. We were always mevatel after the dikas chomei. Where the dikas chomei when you weren't yet mevatel is a mitzvah deraita or a mitzvah derabbanan. With an afkamina, whether he's called the yisur, but he has to be mafsikana. Here on the first daf, there's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. What is the reason for the takanas chachamim of the dikas chomei? The Rashi says, both Kim Shalayavra Bayura Bayimatsa. The reason why you have to be Badi Khamit is in order not to violate Bayura. But then she has a kash that the Gemara quotes Rav and Davovim, Beit Abedis Toshivatel. They write you have to be Bikas Khamit. Rav says you have to be Mavatl. And the Gemara says, Mederai to the Bikas, the Alma Sagi, once you Mavatl Khamit. So there is no Bayura Bayimatsa. So then she has some Rashi. What is he talking about? That the purpose of the Bikas Khamit is in order to avoid Bayura Bayimatsa. But part of the takana b'dikas chomet is you have to be mevatel l'chomet the afterwards. Once you're going to be mevatel, so there's not going to be any b'yura b'yimatzah. So you can't say that that's the purpose of the b'dikah. What's the b'dikah for? So Tosfos says, no, they prove in the Gemara that it's a chashash, nearly read, that even though the bikkel takes off the b'yura b'yimatzah, the chacham required b'dikah shelo yovel yochla, the chaymash shelo kamon, that there's a chashash shemiyim to glut to yofe. And he may forget, when he'll see the chomet in his house, he may forget and he'll eat it on paper. Then I tell you that he plans to destroy. He got lost somewhere, so you better be mevatel l'chomet. Whether I saw the chomet or I didn't see the chomet. But that's already a later meaning. That's not the Zman HaGemara that didn't exist at all. The second beetle on the morning following the Bi'ur chomet. And the pastors according to Rashi is that even the first vision that you have following the Digas Chomet also didn't exist as Zman HaTanayim. That was Rav's Chiddush. The Zman HaAmoraim, they came up with this Nuchumah. That Rav was Mesakeh, that you should be Mevatel L'Chomet, Sheino Yodua, the Chomet Sheino Yodua, right after the Digas Chomet. There's a Machlokes Rashi in terms of what the Bikul Chomet accomplishes. Rashi and the Rambam and the Targum Unkelis and the Ramban and the Ran, all are of the opinion that Bitul Chomet is a Kiyama Mitzvah of Tashbisa. The Talmud Munkah is right on the Pasuk, Ach, by Yomarish and Tashbisa, to Vatlun. You should be no Vatlun, Yechomet. That one way to fulfill the Mitzvah is by destroying the Chomet, and another way to fulfill the Mitzvah is by declaring that Kol Hamir, Dikah B'Shusi, Livato, he's no Vatlun, Yechomet. That is a Kiyama Mitzvah. And Tashbisa says, they never heard of such a thing. What do you mean? It says, Amachloik is Hatanayim with Aim, Yechomet, Tel Mishrei for, or how do you change something to work as Bitu? So if you hold that opinion, you have to dash you do has Bitu, has brought to dash you the Shreifer. And if you get rid of it by grinding it up or by flushing it down the toilet by any other way, dispersing it in the wind, that's not a key number to has Bitu. And the Rabbanan is saying, no, has Bitu, has over. Rashi comes and he says that you fulfill the mitzvah, the Ram quotes the Targum Unkelis, quotes, but being the Vatl and the Chomet. That's even weaker than what the Rabbanan say. That's even less than has Bitu, has Bitu, over. I can say that that's the key of our mitzvah. So Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. They say no, that Bitul Chomet is not a key of our mitzvah of Tashbisa. So that's a Ha'aromet. It's like what we have today, the institution of Mechiras Chomet. So Tosfos says there was such an old Ha'aromet from the Kufas HaTanoim that if you're Mevatel, you're Chomet. Mevatel just means that you're Mafkrit. If you're Mafkrit, the Chomet no longer belongs to you. So if it's not yours, so you can't violate by your Rabbi Mustang. Because the Pasuk says, well, a Chomet. And the Gemara says, Shulchoy at the Raya, and that's hey on the base. I'm allowed to raise Shabbat Chayim and Shabbat Voya. That if the Chomis doesn't belong to you, so you don't violate by Yerah, by Yematzei. So if you're Mavak L'Chomis, it means that you're Mavkirit. And once you're Mavkirit L'Chomis, that's what it says on Dalamis. That's Shokho. So there's no violation of Bar Yerah, by Yematzei. But it's not that the Ditzel L'Chomis is a Kiyam HaNitzvah. You haven't fulfilled anything. That's an actual Haromis. A way to avoid violating Bar Yerah, by Yematzei. And Rashi apparently holds Nasa. That's how the Rav used to say that. Rashi over here goes with Shitasa. The Zilma Gaon and the Pnei Yeshua both point out that Rashi says on the famous days, Shalchoy Atarei, Avalatarei, Shalachayim, Shalgavoy, so Rashi writes, Achayim, Nochrim. Doesn't mean other people's coming. So they say that Rashi, Shita is that the famous comment from the Pnei Yeshua and from the Bira Gaon, the Zilma Gaon and the Rechaim thing. That according to Rashi, Chomet Shal Yisrael Acher, Bishu Si, I do violate Bar Yerah by Matzah. It's a common child, let's say the students go to school, and then you have two Jewish students share a room together, and one of them is religious, one of them is not religious, and the other roommate leaves chomet in the room over Pesach. So according to Pesach, you assume that's not my chomet, that's his problem. How do I violate by Yerah by Matzah, chomet shein shali? That's what Rashi says, that's what Pesach says. The chomet doesn't belong to you, it's not your gishef.
Can't
you don't violate by Yerah by
Matzah.
Right. Okay. Hashem, he came, though, according to Pesach, you can't be Mavatah, you don't have to be Mavatah, there's no problem. But according to Rashi, you have a big problem that you can't solve. That's it. According to Rashi, you have a problem that's insoluble. This chomet, you will violate by your Rabbi Matzah, even though it doesn't belong to you, but it doesn't belong to Anachli. If it belongs to Hegdish, Gavoya, there's no by your Rabbi. If it belongs to Anachli, Rashi says, Achem means Anachli. But if it belongs to another Yisrael, you do violate by your Rabbi Matzah. So that's perhaps why Rashi didn't learn like Tesis that the people of the Al-Masagi means that once you mask the chomet and it doesn't belong to you, this will protect you from your by Matzah. Won't protect you from anything. If you're masking your chomet, it doesn't belong to Anachri, and it doesn't belong to Hegdish, it will be by your by Matzah. The Rabban quotes Anad Gemara and Abdallah Meir. He quotes that there are two brises in the Yerushalmi. Chomet shall hefke b'shus ha'Yisrael, whether it is by your by Matzah. The one brise says yes, but there is by your by Matzah. I'll be passed. That's like Rashi. That bitul cannot mean that you're mafkir the chomet. Even if you're mafkir the chomet, you still violate by your Rabbi Moshe. So that's what forced Rashi into learning that the bitul beyond the sagi means that that's a kiyum mitzvah. That's a way to fulfill the din of tazbisu. You can either fulfill tazbisu by destroying the diyan of the chomet, by burning it, by grinding it up, by dispersing it, or you can make an oral declaration, and that's another form of tazbisu. And Taisus holds not so. No, that's what he says. According to Rashi, you have a problem which you cannot solve. Right. So you won't be able to. Right. If it's Chomet Shal Yisrael Lachad Yishusi, or Chomet Shal Hefkid Yishusi, then it won't help. I won't be able to be Mavata. So the Gemara says the Chomet Yefta Chatzai, you can't be Mavata. Because since it's Ena Bishusi, you're not a full Baal. In order to be able to be Mavata Lachomet, you have to be a full Baal. According to Taisus, we understand why. Because Bitul Chomet means that you're Mavkirit, and the Gemara says in Baba Kama, you have to have Shalcho B'Shutzko to be able to be Mavkir. And if it's not B'Shutzko, you can't be Mavkir. But according to Rashi,
what's it going to be over by
the right, but the Gemara is only to be over, only for the purpose of being over by Rabbi Matzah, but not that it's B'Shutzko Legamit. It's still stayed by Mein of B'Shutzko Shalodim. He's not able to be Mavkir. He's not able to be Mavkir after this Mani Sur. According to Taisus, we understand why. According to Rashi, why can't it be Mavkir? According to Rashi, I can't burn the other one's chomet. Of course I can. So why can't I be mavat the other one's chomet? The answer is also the same as with chomet and taisus. To make an oral declaration that, as far as I'm concerned, this chomet is meaningless, and I'm not going to eat it. I'm not going to be near it. If it's not yours, you're not a balabas to make any declaration. I collect as it did. Ain't on the davish ain't a shalot. I can't make any declarations on someone else's
era. On my sheir.
Oh. So if I'll destroy, I have chem to show you Yisrael Lachad Rishuti. So if I'll destroy it and break it up, that'll be tazbisu. But if I make an oral declaration, as far as I'm concerned, it's meaningless. Even before you made the declaration, it's meaningless. You have no right to eat his comments, it's not yours. So your declaration will not be a fulfillment of the mitzvah of tazbisu. So you have, according to Rashi, if your roommate is Jewish, if he's a Nachri Yisrael Lachem. So if the roommate is a Yid, he's not true, and he has chem to show you Yisrael Lachad Rishuti, Rashi Shita is that I do violate by your Rabbi Matzah, and there's no Eitzah here. You can't be Mavat L'Chomet.
Why don't you bring Zirin Ayatam? It's even worse.
It's about it.
It's even worse. You can't
be Mavat L'Chomet. He has to burn it.
What about the Tanakhli and your disturbances?
That's permissible, Hetzegomer. Unless I'm a Kabbalah Raisan. But if he brings in his sandwich, I'm not into Balbus, and I'm a Kabbalah Raisan, that's not a problem. The Gemara says he's permitted to eat crumbs.
But the Kutra Rashi has it work. You're not making effort, so what are you doing to him?
The Rashi says you don't have to be. He's not that species. This is a
fulfillment. I mean, what are you doing to him now?
There are two ways to fulfill Tazbisa, either by utterly destroying the Diyah, or by making an oral declaration that you don't plan to eat it during the duration of the pesach. You're not going to eat it, you're not going to be in it. That's why we use a double lashon. When we say kol chamir, we say libotel ka'afa diyara. That's according to Rashi, the beat for the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Tazbisa. And then we say v'levi hefker. That's the satisfied pesach sheet, because we blend it all together. We say libotel v'levi hefker ka'afa diyara. That's a funny lashon. What it means is libotel ka'afa diyara. The levy hefker, according to Rashi, is libotel by gafra, that I don't plan to use it, I don't plan to eat it. The levy hefker, according to Taisus, I'm after it. So we use a double lotion to satisfy both Rashi and Taisus' opinion.
But according to Rashi,
you'll
still be over by the rope by the washing.
So
how can you be with
Tain Tashvita
with the
order? No, once you have a Tain Tashvita, then there's no Bayeroy. Let's say if I take this comment on Air Pesach, and I declare, even if I don't throw away, I declare I don't plan to use it, it's buckled kafir diyara. Even on a loaf of bread, the cookies, the stuffs, everything is sitting there on the shelf. Once I made this declaration, I have already fulfilled Tazbisu, so it's considered kafir diyara, so I don't violate Bayeroy. But if I didn't make that declaration, so I will violate Bayeroy, even if the comment is not mine. It's the Shusi, so I violate Bayeroy.
Yes, there's a sitting there, and you have such a role with anybody who comes in and take it.
Okay? Good.
But how
is
my lucky door, my
sure
door, open to everyone in the world,
come in
and take it?
The chavitz is after, so whoever wants can come in and take it. Okay, yeah. Right. In order to be able to take them in
half. Why is there actually a chavitz from the roommate for just saying a chavitz of the era?
Chavitz is not. That's what they say. No, I can't make a declaration on someone else's property. Just like there's a din of eight on a motor dog, it's a my dog can't relate to someone else's property. The answer is, mm-hmm. And my dad can't relate to someone else's property to declare it kafir the Arab.
Don't we bring Rashi's opinion by saying we both have a hefker? We're making an hefker. We're making an hefker. We can't say kafir the Arab. We're not satisfied with it.
You say libotel. Really, you should say libotel kafir the Arab.
And then make it
a levy hefker. First, you say libotel kafir the Arab to satisfy Rashi. Then you say levy hefker. First, you're going to say levy hefker. So according to Rashi, you've ruined it. And I don't know.
What would be
the nusach that we say libotel? So Levi Hefker Kafir Diyara, we assume Libotel already satisfies Rashi's opinion. You don't have to finish off the sentence. What it means is Libotel Kafir Diyara. You don't plan to use it Kafir Diyara. But even though he didn't say the full sentence, he said Libotel, so the Rashi sheet is already satisfied. Then he said Levi Hefker.
You make a neder, that's after Pesach, and Chumash, and you use the Chumash after Pesach.
No, if you violate it by your mind, which of it?
He
didn't destroy it. The Rishonim quotes the Yerushalmi. The Gemara doesn't say the Rishonim quotes the Yerushalmi that even though Chomer Shabbat Pesach is only a knas with the Rabbanim because he violated by Yerushalmi Deraita. And over here, since he is Mavat Lachamim, there is no by Yerushalmi Deraita. Just like there, the Rabbanim, Shemel Yoichal, Shem Yimsev Gnut Yotav Yoichal, some of the Rabbanim is not allowed to lie on Biku. He's supposed to be Mavar, get rid of it, that's what Taisa says, that's the purpose of the Bidikas Kamei, so he didn't really violate by your other Raisa. So they quote the Yerushalmi that says that even though you didn't violate by your other Raisa, there is a din of common Shalom of Atesa, you're not allowed to be Nana, why not? So they give Nisim Shatan. So some Yerushalmi say because they're afraid that maybe he won't be Mavatul Balech Shalom. And others say no, that even if it's 100% bona fide Bidikas Balech Shalom, even let's say he's a chayle, sitting in bed, he's sick and a half or whatever, and he just can't be, he can't go home, he has no one to burn the chametz for him, so he just makes the dipul, and he never got rid of the chametz, and it was mamash b'leif shalom 100%, and he's not fooling around, he's not kidding around. Nevertheless, they say it's still also b'hanor, that was the knas to Rabbana, the chametz, all of HaPesach. The reason for the knas was because normally a chametz of HaPesach he violated by Yerushalmi Deraita. But even if he had a hechtim to, he absolutely didn't violate by Yerushalmi Deraita, it was still the Asamana. The Niri quotes the Machlokes. Is it because he violated by Yerushalmi Deraita and we're afraid that he wasn't a Mavatul B'leif Shalom? Or even if it's 100% clear that he was B'leif Shalom, it will still be us.
You brought the example of dormitory, a roommate. What if in those universities where you have to pay
for your food. Whether you eat it or not, there's some restrictions. You have to participate in the group. And that group is going to eat hummus, going to eat masi. You're going to eat only hummus. But you have to pay for it.
I say I don't want to be kind of, I don't want to be zirka.
But it's yours. It's yours.
I said I don't want it.
What do you mean?
I say my class, I said I don't want
it. It's just like shutfish.
No, I say in advance, I don't want to be kind of.
Bottle of shutfish?
No, you can't be kind of something about korchakma. I say I'll pay my tuition, I'll pay my tax, and I don't want to be kind of it. So I'm not kind about korchakma. I just have to be careful, he shouldn't bring it into my room. Francis has a comment on that hey on the days. Tyson says there is a Gemara in Menachos on Daf Samach Zayin where the Gemara says Benegeta Hafrashet Chala. It says Reishis Arisa Sechem twice in the Chumash. So we dash in Arisa Sechem Shalachem, Shalachem Prat LaHegdish, Shalachem Prat LaNochri. That if a Nochri bakes a cake, or a Nochri has a bake shop and he bakes a lot of bread, and I buy from him the Nochri of Chala. Nochri, I buy from him the Nochri of Chala. It's not from the Shem and Mitzvah Dinan, eh? But even if I buy from the Nochri, the Nochri of Chala doesn't become terrible. It's at the time of Easter, the time of Lisha, when the Chi of Chala is Chal, the Shas Nesina Samayim, when it becomes terrible, it belongs to a Nochri, it belongs to Hegdish, so it's part of my precious Chala. So there, the Gemara says in the Nochri, Zinam Trei Arisoi Seichem, you need two Miutim, one Arisoi Seichem, Shalachem Prat Lakum, and one Arisoi Seichem, Shalachem Prat Lahegdish, and how come over here, Shalchoy Atarayah, Vlatarayah, Shalachem Shogavoyah, Wimamayit, Shalachayrim, Shogavoyah, from one person. Why shouldn't you require two Pesukim over here? Rasul Reich, he used to say over, everybody says like that. You see, I remember one of the Talmidim of Rasul Reich, once visited Rabbi Chesed Avramsky in Yerushalayim many years ago, and he said, tell me over something from Rabbi Yoshebeer on Challah. He was learning Challah, he said, tell me over something. So he stopped telling him one piece. So he said, that I have in my safer, tell me another piece. And that he has in a safer. He told him over this, he said, that he has in a safer also everything. Everything that Talmud says from Rav Soloveitchik, everything he has in the Sefer already. So I think he has this also in the Sefer. And the Chazon Yecheskel has this, that the Teretz, the Tesis Kasha, depends on Nikmach Lekes Rashi and Tesis. According to Tesis Shita, that in order to violate by your by master, the key is that it has to belong to you. Whoever it belongs to, if it's not yours, you don't violate by yours. Whether it's Hefker, or Akum, or Hegdish, or a corporation, whoever it belongs to. If it's not yours, you don't violate by yours by Mutzen. So there's only one to you. So you only need one pasuk for that. According to Rashi, you have a good kashi. Rashi says there is no criterion, there is no loche that it has to belong to you in order to violate by yours by Mutzen. Also you violate. Chem to show Yisrael Achi, you also violate. So it's a separate miut on Akum and a separate miut on Hegdish. Two different miutim. So that's Tesis Kasha. Why don't you need two different psukim? But Tesis Lashit Hassam, according to what they wrote on the previous daf, there's only one din. Shalcha. If it's not yours, there's no bayra. So that's the teretz to Tesis Kasha. That's what he has in his sefer. The Achrayim Mesa, there's a spirit that Rashi and daf, there's a Mishnah and daf involved. The Ohr Kadosh is a kasha. The Rochad is a Tupul state. He was a contemporary of the Nadiv Yehudis. So when we learn Sochad, Rav only said, oh, one, this is one famous Rochad. In fact, Akasha, how can the Pnei Yeshua make a deal? Can the Rashi? There's only going to be a Can the Rashi on that hand of base. The Chemsa Shor Yisrael Achad, this should see I violate by Yehudah by Mat, even though I'm not Mekabal Achray is. He must have Chemsa Shom Nochri, this should see I only violate by Yehudah by Mat, if I'm Mekabal Achray. If I'm a Shemer on it. Shem Echinim, some hold the Shem Esochah, some hold the Shoyal, but only if I'm a Shemer. I'm not a Shem, if I'm not a Kabbalah Christ, I'm not violating by your by Mati, a Chem to Shal Nochri. But Chem to Shal Tov, Acher Rashi says, even if I'm not a Kabbalah Christ, I still violate by your by Mati. So the Archadish asks, there's a Mishnah that Mem Vav, on Manal is going over to the days, where the Mishnah says the following problem. The fella is in the middle on Yontif, and he's baking a cake on Yontif. A Pesach big cake. Not with potato starch. And not with matzah meal. Pesach big flour, and he's going to leave it long enough, it's going to turn into chametz. So he, and on Yontif, it's like a nefesh. So you're allowed to bake. So he's baking on Yontif, and it's all pebble. He's baking so much that he has to be matzah chal. So he's matzah chal, and he puts it on the side, and it's tummy. He tummies everything that he's matzah is tummies. So it's chalat tomato. So chalat tomato, the coin is forbidden tea. So your matzah is the challah fine to take off the Yisr Tevel. Then he's going to bake on Yontif, he's going to bake the matzah to make sure that it doesn't become common. What is he going to do with the challah? He's going to let it, it's going to be Chametz. How can he burn it on Yom Tov? You're not permitted to burn Ein Sof and Truma. If you learn that from a person, you're not allowed to burn Truma Tameo on Yom Tov because that's the same din as Noisav. You're not allowed to burn Noisav. It says, Vanoisav Baboiker. How does it say? It says you have to wait till Baboiker Shani. You have to wait till the first day Chalamoisav to burn it. You don't burn the Noisav. If you have to call him Pesach, you had to eat on the El Tezvav, so whatever is left over in the morning of Tezvav, you burn in the morning of Tezayin. You don't burn it on Yom Tov. The more learns out, then Rashi quotes it on Chumash. But the same man, Rad Boiker is the Boiker of the morning of Pesach in the morning Tezvav. The next Boiker basis, so if you burn on the first day Chalamot, you don't burn it but Tzor Yom Tov, because Ein Sofin Kotshim Balaiva. You don't burn it alive, only by Yom. You have to wait till the morning of Tezayin, the morning of the first day Chalamot to burn. So the kids, you're not allowed to burn the Chalas Meya and Yom Tov. What are you going to do? So bake it. So bake it to make sure that it won't turn into Chalamot. You can't bake it, there's no Heter Rechal Nefesh. You can bake bread, you can bake matzah that you're going to eat. But here, nobody can eat it. You can't eat it. The coin can't eat it. Nobody can eat it. You can't do anything with it. So the Mishnah has a problem. What are you going to do with the Chalas Meya? If you put it all in the Vasachan, yeah. But if you put it in separately, each one separately, then that's not. I don't know. Okay. That's a good order. I don't know. So the Mishnah poses this problem. What do you do with the Truma Tmei? What do you do with the Chalas Meya? In order that it shouldn't become Chalas. So Rabbi Shua says, no problem. I'm Rabbi Shua. No problem. So Rashi says, it's not my Chalas. It doesn't belong to me. It's not my chametz. What's the problem? So the chabai rabba mustard, mafish in the chalim, let it turn into chametz, and you don't pay it. It doesn't pose any problem. So the kasha is, doesn't belong to other kohanim.
Yeah.
It doesn't belong to a guy. It doesn't belong to hegdish. Chalim, not hegdish. It belongs to the shevet kunis. It belongs to other Jews. The kohanim are not goyim. The kohanim are other Jews. The chemtah shal yisrael lach b'shuta yisrael yiraver. Isn't it mysterious? What does Rashi do with the
Mishnah?
No, the one who has it in his Rishut. If Baba Prosper was baking the matzahs on Pesach, and she was mafish chal, and the chal is going to turn it to chametz, so she should violate by Yoloi by matzah. That's what they ask on the Rashi. So the Rav said over on this Rashi, if you look at the Rashi, then Baba and Beis, Rashi gets the cash and he answers the cash. In one line. Rashi says on this Mishnah, Rabbi Shua says, "Lo zeh chametz mitarva Rabbi Matzei." So Rashi says, "The kroktiv shalcha yateray v'zeh eina shalcha doesn't belong to you, but lo shalcha vercha. It doesn't belong to any other kohen either. The akati leimotza liyat kohen
didn't come to you."
The Rashi is not sure if I cared if you would have ready give it to another kohen who was sitting in my shoes. I would violate by Rabbi Matzei because chemtza show you to alach at the shusi. I do violate by Rabbi Matzei, but if here it belongs to Shevet Kuna. Shevet Kuna is like a corporation.
Yeah.
So Shevet Kuna is not a person. It belongs to a gavra labar hachi al bar Rabbi Matzei. So Rashi holds also that it's one din. We said that Tosis has a kasha and daf. And hey, on the days, why? How can you learn that two dinim from one person? Shalachay atarei, well atarei shalachem shalgavay. So we said according to Tosis, Lishitah, Son is Nicher. It's all one din. According to Rashi, it's a kasha. It's two separate dinim. Because there is no requirement that it has to belong to you in order to violate by your by Moshe. Any chametz that my Rishus has by you, unless it belongs to Nachli, unless it belongs to Hegdish, that's one din. That's another din. Hegdish is one din. Nachli is another din. So shouldn't you need two psukim for that? How can you learn that from one person? So the Torah says, no, the two dinim are one din. The Harai de Rashi has a third din, which he doesn't have a pasuk for. Now, the chametz belongs to Shevet Kehuna. When you mafish truma, or mafish chalas, the truma of the chalas belongs to Shevet Kehuna, and you have Tevis or not. You can pick whichever coin you want. Once you give it to a particular coin, then it belongs to that coin. So Rashi says, if he already gave it to a coin,
then
not only will he be over by Yura, I'll be over by Yura. It'll be chem to show you Salah of the Shusi. Because Mandalay Mati, the Yad coin, I didn't give it to a particular coin yet, so who does it belong to?
Shevet
Kuna. The Shevet Kuna is a Bailin. Right, Mama Shana tells us like a Bailin who's not a Bar Hochi, a Bar Yura Bai Mati. So that's the same as Hegdish and Akum. So it's not that Hegdish is one Miut and Akum is another Miut. So where's the Miut for Shevet Kuna? The answer is Hegdish and Akum and Shevet Kuna is all the one Miut. So Choy Ataroya.
Aval Atarayah, if the chometz is owned by a bailin who is not Muzer and Bayuah by Muzer, we have three examples. One is Hegdish, and one is Akum, and one is Shevet Kuna. So there's one din. If the chometz is owned by a garba, la bar hachi, a Bayuah by Muzer, then that chometz is Mufka from Bayuah. So you don't violate Bayuah, even though you are a bar hachi, a Bayuah. Since this chometz belongs to a garba, la bar hachi, a Bayuah, so you don't violate Bayuah. But if it belongs to another Yisro, then you would violate it.
What about
Tyson? Tyson knows that, so Tyson is simple. You only violate by law. It literally belongs to you. It's a matter that it's only one din.
Yeah.
Has to belong to you, Shalcha. Yeah. And Rashi holds not a din that you need Shalcha.
What about
Yeah, about it. Minatay. No, Minatay is enough if you're mafkir it, so it's not you, so you don't violate by you or by much. But with the Rabban, you have to get rid of it. You have to get it out of the house, so you have to sell it.
Why
can't you
make
these so
much? You should bake it and keep it as a
challah
separately.
The Mishnah says that you're not allowed to bake it because there's no eichel nefesh. Because no one is allowed to eat it. I can't eat it in Kahanim.
I can't eat it.
It's something. It's a special case. If the challah is not tummy, you can pack it, bake it, and have it on you. But the Mishnah, I didn't say it over. The Mishnah, man, brother, has a problem. If everything is tummy, so the coin can't eat it, so you can't bake it. His man is there. Everything is tummy.
Actually, you can break it all and get the
challah
after.
You bake it while it's settled. If you would bake it first, that would be right.
Then give it a loaf, take a loaf.
That's how the first time it says, Le'tikro L'Hashem, Ashet Tayofer. Rablazer says, don't be mafish the challah.
Until
they say bake it, Rabbi Shua says, no problem. Mafish the challah, leave it there. No one is going to violate by you or by your mother. It won't pose a problem. If you bake it first, then mafish the challah later. That's what Rablazer says. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you believe that, next week we'll continue with Hilchos Pesach. In this week's Seder, there's among the many dinim, Parshas Tzav, that apply to the Kohanim, there's a din that the Kohen Gadol has to bring a carbon every day. A chavit Kohen Gadol. There's a din of Minchas Chinuch, that the Chumash writes, that when a Minchas Chinuch is a carbon, it's not a Seder offer, but it was a carbon, that before a Kohen, let's say, is 20, 30, 40 years old, and he comes to the Beis HaMikdash for the first time in his life, and he wants to be makor karbanos, he has a schus, like all the time. So before he's permitted to be makor karban, before he's initiated, he has to bring a minchas chinuch, to be mechanechim, like you have chanukas hamizech, chanukas hamileveh, so you have to have chanukas hakoyin, a minchas chinuch. And there are two gears in this sifro, what happens if the kohen didn't bring the minchas chinuch? He went ahead and he did a hakorah on a karban, he said that he has it as kosher, but the evidence tells us 2 years is what it says in the Torah. And then there's a din, what if he was functioning as a kohen for 25, 35 years, then they appoint him as a kohen gadol, and bring another minchas chinuch. Even though he already brought 30 years ago a minchas chinuch, now that he's a new kohen gadol, let's bring again a minchas chinuch. So that's a din that you bring the whole eifah of Avatachas. The whole Asiris eifah of Avatachas. Asiris eifah. What happens if the person is already appointed a kohen gadol, and he already brought his minchas chinuch. So then it says in the Chumash, he has to bring a chavite kohen gadol every day of his life. He divides it in half, machzitza l'avreka, machzitza ben avayim. That was one of the mitzvahs that they had to fulfill every day, twice a day. You have to say kriyashma every day, twice a day. You have to be madlik, according to the Rambam Sheet, you have to be madlik to minor every day, twice a day. You have to bring a carbon talmud every day, twice a day. What else? It's Torah, every day, twice a day. Machlech is the Rambam and the Ramban, whether they counted as one mitzvah or two mitzvahs. The Rambam says that any mitzvah you have to do every day, twice a day, is one mitzvah. The Ramban says, why is it one mitzvah? Kriyash Mashal Shach is one mitzvah, Kriyash Mashal Ben Abban is another mitzvah. Same thing, the Chavit and Kangorol, Machtish Babas, Machtish Ben Abban, they're two different mitzvahs. So the Chumash writes that this special mitzvah of the Chavit and Kangorol is the same Minchas Chinuch that a Kohen brings. Kohen Hedi brings the first time he wants to do Avodah, Kohen Gadol brings after he was appointed to Kohen Gadol, except when a Kohen brings it to Torah Minchas Chinuch, he brings the whole Asiris Eifah B'Vas Achas, one Mincha. And here the Kohen Gadol has to bring, to be Mekadosh at the Kli, the whole Asiris Eifah B'Vas Achas, and then you divide it in half, and then you mach the half in the morning and half in the evening. So the Chumash says, and what if the Kohen Gadol dies? So then it says, HaKohen HaMashiach Tachta Mibonov, takes over. The Kohen Ribonov, who Yarshan, the father's position, takes over, and he has the chiyuv to be master the Chavita Kangol Lavide. So the Gemara in Harriet and Dati Ralph learned that in this passage there's a din of Yerusha by Kohen Gdoyla. There's another passage that says by Amelech, Amal Yach Yomim, Hama Brachtahu, Ronov the Kerav Yisrael, some kind of a lotion like that. So the Gemara learned that in that passage that Meluchah, that Malchus goes over the Yerusha to the children, that's the Bein is Roy. They just don't go, I'm sure going to say, don't go be Yerusha. And there's more about that in this passage. According to Mashiach Tachta Nibonov, that the Kohen Gdoyla goes over the Yerusha to the children as well. However, the Gemara draws a distinction that a Melech only needs Mashiach of the Shemin Amishcha if you're starting with the Dovin Amelech. So he was appointed Melech, so you had to use Mashiach of the Shemin Amishcha. When his son took over, so there's no need to have Mashiach of the Shemin Amishcha. When Shlomo Amelech dies and his son takes over, there's also no need to have Mashiach of the Shemin Amishcha. Unless there's Machlekes. The Gemara says, if there's Machlekes, whenever there's machlekes, then you have to have Mashiach of the Shemin Amishcha. So the Gemara attack it be Mashiach of the Shemin Amishcha, you moil the Hegdish if you Shemin Amishcha unnecessarily. So you mock a machlekes and make a ceremony, you do Mashiach of the Shemin Amishcha, aren't you violating the Gemara says, no, it's a dindar right, you learn that from a
part. They use a different Mashiach of the Shemin Amishcha. They use the Shemin Amishcha.
Yeah, the Gemara says you use the real Shemin Amishcha, the real McCoy. No. The Gemara says he used the real Shemin HaMishcha, no? I think so. The Gemara says by the Malchei Yisrael, they didn't use Shemin HaMishcha. But by Malchei Dezav, you use Shemin HaMishcha the first time, and then if it's a Melech, then Melech, you don't need Mashiach at all. Unless it's Machlekes, then you have to use Mashiach. Someone else is disputing his right.
That lawyer wants to be. That's the question.
It depends how much of a following he has. If he just has 1% of the population ignored, if he has 45% of the population, he can't ignore it. But then he'd know I win the 55%. But then it's Ashkikon Machlekes. 45% don't want me. So that's called Machlekes. So the Gemara says that Kain Gadol Ben Kain Gadol always needs Mashiach. There is no dynasty. By a Melech, once his father was appointed Mashiach B'Shemin HaMishcha, and the Melech Ben Melech doesn't need Mashiach B'Shemin HaMishcha. It's a Shaila that Achreinim Kleb. What about when the Melech HaMashiach will appear on the scene, and there won't be any Machlekes for this, and at that time there won't be any Hakavaitim that he'll be the Melech HaMashiach, but his father wasn't functioning as a Melech. Well, he needs Mashiach B'Shemin HaMishcha. There's no Machlekes, but he hasn't. Since the Malchus Ben David hasn't been functioning for a while. So that's a clear that Achreinim and Afshu will be a need from Mashiach B'Shemin HaMishcha at that time. We'll find that when he comes. But a Kohen Gadol, Ben Kohen Gadol, says the Farish. It says, a Kohen HaMashiach Tach Tanim Bonav, even if there's no Mashiach, even if there's Roy Lekach, it's a din that he needs Mashiach. I was wondering, why should that be so? Why should the Gemara learns it after the Pesukim? The Gemara doesn't give any answer. I thought that maybe the Achreim have a whole discussion whether the position of Talmud Chochin goes over, whether Rabbanit goes over the Yerusha. There's always a big source of Machlekes in Europe. Once there's Machlekes, that doesn't go over the Yerusha. Yeah. Once there's Machlekes, it doesn't go over the Yerusha. That's why the Melech Ben Melech needs Mashiach B'Shem HaMashiach because of Malka Machlekes. Because Malka Machlekes, the Din Yerusha doesn't apply. In Europe, this was always one of the big issues that they had Machlekes about whether Rabbanit goes over the Yerusha. The many Paschim hold that Torah doesn't go B'Yerusha. Lo Yerusha Hilachem, Torah doesn't go. Torah goes B'Yerusha, but Torah doesn't go B'Yerusha. So I thought maybe the mocker for that idea, they have Sukkim and Novi. Sukkim and Tanakh throughout where it appears that Torah doesn't go B'Yerusha. Whoever learned, that's Torah. Kesa Torah is Munach. The Gemara always says that Shloshik Sarim Hen, Kesa Torah, Kesa Kuna, Kesa Malchus. Kesa Malchus was given away to David of Zara, Kesa Kuna was given to Anazar. Kesa Torah is Munach. It's open to the public. Whoever wants them can grab hold of the Kesa Torah. It doesn't go B'Yerusha. There's the Pasuk Pshat in that Nebi. And I thought maybe that's the Kavon over here also, because the part of the function of the Kohanim and the Kohen Gadol also was, since the Kohen Gadol went out, to teach Torah. That was part of their job. Part of his job is not to teach Torah. If it would be a pure position of Torah, it wouldn't be anything Yerusha at all. But because it's also a position of Torah that he has to run things in the Kohen Gadol, he's in charge. So the Sarara aspect goes the Yerusha, but because the Torah aspect that all the Kohanim have doesn't go the Yerusha, so I thought maybe that's why the din requires by Kohen Gadol, Ben Kohen Gadol, even in Israel, the Kohanim has to have Mashiach. Maybe that's the truth.
We'll be there next week. Thank you.